You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. On the heels of the deaths of two construction workers yesterday in separate incidents, the New York City Council is poised to approve legislation to strengthen safety training for workers. Construction safety has long been a problem in New York, but not everyone is on board with the most recent efforts to codify the new safety measures. Crane's reporter Joe Anuta has been covering the issue, and he joins us now. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Jamie.
Joe, the city council had already been set to approve a new construction safety bill. It had a big compromise in it. Construction workers would be required to take 40 hours of training instead of the original 59 hours. What else is in the new bill, and are they revising it in light of yesterday's deaths?
I think yesterday's deaths have really just sort of served as a catalyst for some of the bill's supporters to, you know, urge its passage. Some of the changes that have been made, you know, from the previous one that you mentioned, I'll just say that we're now in the fourth iteration of this bill, so it has been modified significantly since it was first introduced in January. A lot of complaints were about implementation. You know, this is going to require training over 100,000 workers. Critics of this bill didn't think that there would be enough time to do it, so they have extended the training time, and as of now, by 2020, every New York City construction worker on a project over four stories will have to have at least 40 hours of training.
And Joe, will you say a bit about that compromise? Originally, it was going to be almost 60 hours of training, and now we're talking 40 hours. Why that change in what they were going to require of the workers?
Well, the council's essentially, they're creating this program from whole cloth. No city in the country has a program quite like this. There's really no standard to go off of. Initially, this bill was have required apprenticeships for every worker. Then it was moved to 59 hours. And the pushback was, well, smaller contractors, minority and women-owned businesses, and some of the folks who don't, they're sort of freelance workers. It's a lot of time. These courses cost money, and they're asking for a justification why 59 hours. And again, the council can't really say, well, that's the standard, because there is no standard. So that's why this debate on the number of hours has been so intense, and you saw it reduced, I think, in response to some of those concerns.
Well, how about the ongoing issue of construction safety overall? Is it getting better in the city, or is it getting worse?
I would say it's getting worse. You know, in the past few years, we've seen more construction deaths when you compare that to the amount of work that's going on. You know, the city is taking a lot of steps to try and get at this. You know, there was a suite of bills that were passed earlier this year that had to do with safety and cranes, you know, regulation. And this safety training bill is sort of the latest effort by the city. You know, they've been doing a lot of focusing on the training aspect. And I think everyone will agree that it's needed. Even the critics of this bill that's in the city council now, they will agree that we need a certain amount of construction training for everyone. The debate is really in the details here about how much and who's going to pay for it. But I think, you know, more is needed. Training on its own, if you ask a lot of the experts who study this, they will say, you know, it's not a silver bullet. You need other essentially initiatives to go on these sites. One person I spoke to compared it to car safety and said, you can't just have driver's ed. You need to have the seat belts and you need to have the airbags as well to make people drive in a car. And I think the same sort of scenario applies in construction safety.
And you write that the major cause of fatalities is falling, as was the case with this week's incidents. Why is that such a tough problem to tackle?
You know, I think these workers up there, they're in such unique scenarios on the sites. They're doing a lot of different jobs, and it's just very difficult, I think, to sort of have a all-encompassing rule that protects, you know, for falls in every situation on these sites. You know, there are issues with the rules, and there are issues with employers and contractors and subcontractors following the rules. And you'll see on these two sites where these accidents happened this week, they had both, you know, had problems there before. The one site where a gentleman fell in response to a crane accident, they had been issued crane violations just, you know, a few days before that. And there was another worker who fell in the Manhattan West site on the west side of the city. And they had a worker who was in a fatal accident there in June. So it's the second death on that site.
That's reporter Joe Anuta with Crane's New York Business. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jamie.